Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even put fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take. And your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Let me remind you, if you ever have any more financial questions, just remember that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators. Stand by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a finance plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. If you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for your reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating as we do every day on Ron Siegel Radio. We're also trying some new technology. We're Facebook Live this morning with Simulcast. We got Facebook Live, live stream, audio broadcast, the broadband broadcast. Holy cow. Might even have a listener or two. Well, but we'll celebrate anyway. Today is National Pancake Day, and this is something that has been done by IHOP restaurants. They began National Pancake Day in 2006, and since that day, they've raised $24 million for charity. Great, great things. I love when the industry does that kind of thing. So March 7th, that is today. People from around the country will once again celebrate National Pancake Day at IHOP. They enjoy free pancakes. Guests are asked to consider leaving a donation. That's the idea. Give a donation when you get the free pancakes. So go visit IHOP today, get free pancakes, and leave a donation. Pay it forward. That is the concept right there. Watching the markets for you. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 31 points as I speak. Oil, it's up 13 cents a barrel here in California. I guess we're going to vote today in Los Angeles to see who wants to pay more taxes. Unbelievable. Los Angeles loves to pay more taxes. The more they pay, the better they think their economy will do. The U.S. 10-year Treasury, 2.51 right now, which means it is pushing our mortgage rates up ever so slightly again. We'll see what happens Thursday when the Fannie Mae numbers come out. But we did talk about this. Fannie Mae numbers last week came out. 4.10 was the average Fannie Mae rate, so that was up a bit, actually down a bit last week. That was the irony of it, down from 4.16. So the fun of that being down from 4.16, ironically enough, interest rates were up on Thursday and Friday last week, so that didn't make it into the survey numbers. Just a thought for you right there, moving right along. A lot of news coming out right now, but we'll start with a little bit of fun. Well, maybe it's not fun. It depends on your perspective. Marijuana moms working in weed lets their family live the high life. Holy cow, those drummers are high today too, I think. Unbelievable. Jane West, gotten high with Snoop Dogg, been busted by SWAT team, fired from her job for vaping. No one would suspect that West, 43, is anything other than the affluent suburban mom she is, with a fresh blowout, tortoise glasses, polished pencil skirt. It's the pin on her conservative black blazer, a silver marijuana leaf that gives her away. The mom of two boys, ages 9 and 6, is also the founder of a 50,000-plus member cannabis networking group. You got to love it. So ingenuity, that's American ingenuity at its best. Pay the bills with weed. Interesting concept right there. What if marijuana mom ended up moving to one of the 10 most expensive places in America to raise your kids? That is the next subject we will chat about. There are a lot of places that it takes parents well into six figures just to squeak on by, according to the economic. Necessarily mean that's the middle class lifestyle. It's just a squeak on by. So what are these 10 most expensive places to live? Well, number one, figure this one out. Now, this is supposed to be the area where volunteer or our public servants go. Washington, D.C. A family of four needs $106,000 just to get by in Washington, making this the most expensive place for parents to raise two children. Child care is particularly pricey at $30,000 a year. Number one, Washington, D.C. Nassau, Suffolk, New York is number two on the list. Family needs 103,606 to make it by, just a squeak there. Westchester County in New York. Getting a picture here, high taxes in all these places, $99,592. Maybe if you want to get, maybe that's why LA wants to become such a high-priced haven. New York City is number 4, Stamford, Norwalk, Connecticut, number 5, Honolulu, number 6, Poughkeepsie, New York, Ithaca, New York. San Francisco makes the list at number 9, meeting housing is the killer in San Francisco, obviously. And who is rounding out number 10, Danbury, Connecticut. All places, if you think about it, every place that's on the list, New York, in the New York metropolitan area, very, very high in taxes. That seems to be the common denominator right there in most of these instances. Moving right along this morning, it looks like maybe the Raiders are going to make it in Las Vegas after. Remember, the Raiders decided they want to control everything about the stadium, including what could be played there. They wanted their logos left on there if University of Nevada, Las Vegas played a football game there. Well, Sheldon Adelson wasn't having any of it. Again, it's something that the mayor of Anaheim has not figured out. You cannot dictate to billionaires. It does not work. Billionaires are going to do what they want to do, not what you tell them to do, just the way it is. So, Oakland's NFL Raiders, they've got Bank of America to step up and secure financing for a potential stadium. According to many reports on Monday, the Los Angeles Daily News and NFL's website, the Raiders, who have already seen two potential partners bow out, supposedly have secured financing from Bank of America. The reports come after Goldman Sachs pulled out of a plan to build a $1.9 billion stadium in Vegas. Adelson had pledged up to $650 million toward the project. Raiders owner Mark Davis has expressed dissatisfaction with the aging Oakland Coliseum. That's a real surprise.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, really, think about Oakland, Berkeley, all those areas right up there. Might be a little bit tough to get the big money that you need to support a football team, although it's really not to support the team. The idea there is just to have fun with it because they make so much money on television, they really don't need anything else. Just a thought right there. Major League Baseball, their commissioners deny the World Baseball Classic will end after 2017. I'm suggesting it should end after 2017. Why? Well, it's very simple. If you've got a baseball team, you're paying players millions and millions and tens of millions of dollars to play for your team. Why do you want them to be playing for a different team and taking the potential of getting hurt? There's a certain amount of wear and tear no matter what is going to happen. I just think it's foolish business to be going along those lines in playing exhibition games like that and putting more wear and tear. The baseball season is always already long enough for people. So I'm just thinking, boy, do you really want that? Do you want to get that one step further? And moving right along this morning. Well, the Republicans have finally come out with their replacement for Obamacare. 23 things that you should know. I don't think we'll get to all of them. Finally here, long-awaited Republican replacement plan for the Unaffordable Care Act, which is best known as Obamacare, was released by House Republicans on Monday. President Trump made repealing and replacing Obamacare a keynote of his campaign. So his victory in November, along with Republican lawmakers retaining control of both houses of Congress, began the countdown toward Obamacare's imminent demise. Number one, it immediately repeals the individual mandate. So your kids don't necessarily need to go out and buy Obamacare right now. The shared responsibility payment will go away. The replacement plan would also do away with the SRP associated with individual mandate. The SRP is the penalty you pay come tax time, not purchasing health insurance. In 2016, that penalty is the greater of $695 or 2.5% of your modified adjusted gross income. Employer mandate would be no more. The advanced premium tax credit will be repealed. Cost-sharing reductions would also disappear by 2020. The Medicaid expansion ends by 2020. Medicaid funding doled out on a per capita basis. Older adults could be charged more. Think about that one. The kids don't have to pay for grandma and grandpa on health care anymore. Tax credits will be based on age instead of subsidies that are based entirely on income. Individuals and families will receive annual tax credits based on their age. $2,000 for people in their 20s, $2,500 for people in their 30s, $3,000 for people in their 40s, all the way up to people in their 60s get $4,000. And that's only for those people that don't have the opportunity of buying insurance through their employer. High limit on tax credits phased out. Health savings account contribution limits will need double, so you can actually save money in a tax advantage environment. Insurers can charge a 30% premium to previously uninsured members. So if you drop out of your insurance, the insurers can charge a premium. The Medi-Cal excise device tax would be gone. The NIT will be repealed. Medicare surcharge will be gone. The prescription drug tax will be removed. The health insurance tax will be repealed. Unbelievable. There's a lot of stuff. No maximum lifetime benefits. Stability fund would be created. Pre-existing conditions mandate is kept. Dependent coverage up to age 26 is being kept. So that's another good one right there. The Cadillac tax comes back in 2025. That would be a 40% excise tax on employers that offer high deductible health plans. A lot of information. You're going to be able to see more and more of this as we move along in the weeks and days to come. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, I will be answering your top 10 questions about scores. And I'll also talk about thinking of selling real estate. You better do it today. How long does a wire transfer take? What bridge loan, IRA contribution limits for 2016 and 2017? All that and more. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. If you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of a street, a house, in the middle of a...
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back, Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST NEST 79564. One of the real estate professionals will get you on a home search. All you do is put the information right there at NEST NEST 79564. Get that home search going. It's all customized just for you. So think about all those concepts that you want a home, the wants, the needs, all that kind of good stuff. And Nest, they've got it for you. So what we're talking this morning about real estate. And think people that are thinking about selling a home, and should they do it? Should they not do it? Well, the headline is to be a little aggressive when I say do it today. As the data on the 2017 housing market begins to roll in, we can definitely say one thing for sure. If you're considering selling, it's time to list your home today. Give me a call. I'll put you in touch with a great real estate professional in your area. The February numbers are not in yet, but the January numbers were sensational. Lawrence Yoon, chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, said, and I'll quote, "Much of the country saw robust sales activity last month. Strong hiring and improved consumer confidence at the end of last year appear to have sparked considerable interest in buying a home. Market challenges remain, but the housing market is off to a prosperous start as home buyers staved off inventory levels that are far from adequate." Quote, CNBC's consumer confidence in the economy is fueling the market. Their quotation, U.S. home resale surged to a 10-year high in January as buyers shrugged off higher prices and mortgage rates, a sign of growing confidence in the economy. The only challenge of the market is a severe lack of inventory. The market would have a full 6-month supply of homes for sale. Currently, there is only a 4-month supply of inventory. This represents a decrease in supply of 7.1% from the same time last year. The bottom line, with the demand increasing and supply dropping, this may be the perfect time to get the best price for your home. And I highly suggest you give me a call, and we'll discuss the inventory levels in your area, and I'll put you in touch with a great real estate professional in your area as well, so you get your home listed and move on with your life. What's important to you? Where do you want to be moving to? Looking to upsize, downsize? Maybe it's you need something in a different school district for your kids. All of those things are possibilities, and that's why I say get on that home search report with NEST, N-E-S-T, and all you have to do is text N-E-S-T to 79564, put in the parameters that you want, and move forward with your home purchase. Just a quick thought for you right there. So one of the biggest comp questions I get on a regular basis are surrounding credit reports, credit scores. What is a good credit score? What isn't a good credit score? So I figured we would just go through that today. We have a little bit of time today going through a number of items that are most common questions about credit. I don't know if we'll get through all of them, but we'll see how many of them we can get through today. Credit. What is considered a good credit score? Well, unfortunately, there is isn't one credit score. There are several credit reporting agencies, each with their own score model and a number range. Some go as high as 990. I call those FICO scores. They might be called Vantage scores. They're not the score that has any meaning when you're going to get a home loan, auto loan, credit cards, might some of it. The score system used by FICO, the Fair Isaac Corporation, is the most popular, and that is the one that needs to be used in order for Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac to score a loan. It range from 300 to 850. And 680 is considered good, 720 excellent. There are some loan programs that will even give you a better rate if you go over 760. Will paying off debt and closing credit cards help my score? Well, the answer there is unfortunately yes and no. It's always prudent to manage your debt and pay down your balances. If you close a card that has a high available balance but low debt, has a good long credit history of on-time payments, then it might hurt your score. By closing it down, you basically be erasing a positive factor on your credit score. So you have to be real careful when closing cards. You want to erase the positive cards. If you erase something that's negative, that's good. But if it's in the mix that's positive, that's going to have a poor effect on your system. It's just a thought there for you. So, next question. I've pulled credit several times while shopping for a loan. Will that hurt my score? That's another one that really does, that one really depends. That's a tough question. The idea of pulling credit hurting your score. So, how do we get to that number? How do we do that one properly? How do we deal with that? The issue there is if it's within the same industry, it's not bad. If it's the time, if it's within the same industry and if it's in different industries, then it can have a problem. The credit bureaus understand you want to shop around for the best mortgage or auto loan or credit card. And that means your credit will be pulled several times. The good news is they generally just count this group or batch of inquiries as one. If you're within a 30-day period, try to contain them in a very short time window. But avoid many or multiple pulls on different kinds of debt. So I'm going to apply credit card, loan, mortgage, all of the things. Yeah, they might be desperation. So the ideal balance is going to be one more little breath balance. I've seen people who had credit reports come in with a relative, but it was because there was nothing on the report. If there's nothing on the report, that could be just as problematic as having credit. So we're going to talk more about that. We'll continue our conversation on credit questions that you may have. How long does a wire transfer take? What is a bridge loan? We'll talk about that one as well. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And if you miss part of our broadcast, shame on you. The replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? ATP 279564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has programs, the products available. You just need to give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to put you in touch with our friends over at Gold Star so you can get all your answers, your questions, all your questions answered and get the right program for you. The question this morning, though, what is a bridge loan? If you want to buy a new home, you may be wondering how you'll juggle selling your current home with taking out a mortgage on your new home. One option for home buyers in this situation is to take out a bridge loan. A bridge loan can give you the money for a down payment on a new home before the sale of your old home goes through. Let me explain to the bridge loan basics. The bridge loan is one of your two options. So say you're already a homeowner and you want to buy a new home, either to upgrade your living space because you're moving to a new city for a job opportunity. Unless you have a big financial cushion, you probably don't have enough money to make a down payment on a new home before your old home sells. One option in that situation is to include a contingency in your contract for the home you want to buy. The contingency would stipulate that you won't buy the new home until the sale of your old home goes through. But we are a competitive real estate market. Sellers might not accept that kind of contingency, or the contingency might put you at a disadvantage relative to other buyers. Another option is to find a way to get the cash for a down payment before your home sells. Do this with a home equity loan or a bridge loan. Bridge loan, your old home is the security on the loan. You'll pay origination fees and closing costs on the loan. Once those costs and fees have been covered, you'll have some money left over to put down on your new home. In cases, the lender that issues your bridge loan will insist you use them for the mortgage on your new home as cons of a bridge loan. So it can make it possible for you to break into a competitive real estate market or make a move quickly without having to rent while you wait for your home sale to go through. If a lack of down payment is keeping you from buying a new home, a bridge loan can provide you with the needed funds. Another advantage of this type of loan is that it removes the need to make a contingent offer on a home or add a contingency to your contract on a new home that says you won't go through with the purchase until your home sells. Sellers are more likely to move forward with your deal if you don't insist on this kind of a contingency. Potential buyers for your existing home will have more time to finalize the deal too. Plus, payments on a bridge loan usually aren't due until a few months after you close on the loan. The cons of the bridge loan, negatives of the bridge loan, is that it carries some serious risks. The biggest one is the risk of foreclosure. Because your old home is the security of the bridge loan, the lender could foreclose on the home if you default on the loan. That's the same as anything. That would leave you with more debt than you had before you took out on the bridge loan and no home. Another disadvantage of the bridge loan is that it's quite a costly way to get funds. The fees and costs associated with loans can eliminate the potential benefit of the loan, and if your bridge loan lender stipulates that you must get your mortgage from them, you'll be limiting your ability to compare mortgage rates and deals. Bottom line, a bridge loan can sound like a great way to secure funds for a down payment while you wait for your home to sell. In practice, the loans can be costly. Ideally, the timing of your home sale and home purchase would work out perfectly, but in practice, many people rent between home purchases to bridge this awkward transition. I'm going to share with you that there are many, many sources of these bridge loans. You can get them in, you know, sometimes it's just a bridge loan can be a private money loan as well. So sometimes that's a big method for you to bridge that gap and get the money. It depends how much equity you have in your departing property. There are actually, believe it or not, there are some lending institutions that will make a loan for you based on two different, on using both properties as collateral, the new and the old. That way it can help there as well. They do come with a little bit higher interest rate. The programs are not necessarily advantageous as a straight loan, but hey, you're asking for something special. Anytime we ask for something special when it comes to lending, it's available. It's just an issue of paying for it. That's the thought. So that is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Moving right along, what is the ideal debt ratio? We were talking about this a little bit earlier. Actually, there's two different items that we missed out when we were chatting here. But number one, having your credit pulled. The credit pull, the inquiries, is about 10% of your credit score. So when you think about just using a Route 300 to 850 FICO range, 550 points there, that kind of, if you pull it a lot of times with a lot of different institutions, you're talking about a 55-point effect on your score. If you had a perfect score of 50, which no one does, and you deduct all 55 points, you're now at 795, which is still a tremendous score. So what is the ideal debt ratio to get the best credit score? And credit utilization is a major factor in calculating your credit, affecting about 30% of your score. What is credit utilization? It's very simply, it's just a percentage. You divide your balance owed on a specific line of debt of credit divided by the total available. So if it's $300 on a $1,000 credit, 30% utilization. General rule, you're advised to keep all account balances and revolving debts at or below 30% of your available credit. But that's just a start. As studies show that you'll want a credit utilization ratio of 10% or less to achieve a credit score in the high 700s or even 800. Now remember, when you pay the bill is just as important as how much you pay. Because if you pay it after the statement closing date, that payment does not get recorded until the next month and may not help at all. Just contemplate that one. What factors determine my credit score? Your credit score is calculated on these factors. 30% credit utilization. We talked about that just a minute ago. That's your ratio of debt. 35% is payment history. Keeping track of paying on time is the most important issue there. So that's where I share with you Two payments a month might be in your best interest. Here's how you do that. Go online, and that's that example I just gave you a minute ago, $300 on a $1,000 debt. You find that out before the statement closing date. A week before, you go online and you figure out, how much is my bill going to be? And pay all of it except maybe, I don't know, $20, $30. Doesn't matter what the number is. Just a small amount. That way you get your account will show that you've got $20 balance on a $1,000 debt. Ratios are able to calculate because it's a non-zero number. Ratios have trouble. Try putting in zero divided by 1,000 on your calculator or on a spreadsheet, and it doesn't come up with the information you really want it to be. So you have to look at that on a regular basis as well. So here's the thought process there. Then, so you don't have to pay interest if you're wanting to avoid that. Then you go in and you make a payment scheduled for a week after your state closing date for the remainder of the balance on your card. Now you've got it down to that zero balance that you want to be at, and you're doing it online, so it's not like it's costing you any extra work or costing you any extra money. Credit accounts for 10% of your score. So that's what I was talking about before, revolving accounts, mortgage debt, installment debt. 10% new credit. So that's when you open up new accounts. That's the inquiries. That accounts for 10% of your score. And 15% of your score comes the length of credit history. How far back does your credit report go? The longer your accounts show a positive payment and use history, the better it reflects on your score. Just that's common sense, right? Not a whole lot of excitement there. How will a late payment hurt my credit score is the next question we get. You got to avoid late payments at all costs since 35% of your score is based on your payment history. If you pay late, your score could drop anywhere from 80 to 100 points typically. But you definitely want to stay away from that 90-day late, which will cause real and lasting damage to your score. So again, and if you know that you're going to be late, make a phone call. Call the creditor. You know something, I'm having a tough time this month, and says they will. If I am married or a co-signer on a loan and the other person defaults, what happens? Well, there's different states have different rules on this one. When it comes to assuming debt responsibility, you got to be careful. Community property states where you're responsible for your partner's debts accrued during marriage, Arizona, California, Idaho, even if you get divorced, you're both on the hook for the debt. Now, co-sign on a loan for someone else, assume the responsibility to pay that. If the other person fails to pay or even misses a payment, your credit score will go down. You will have an effect. And the creditor, they come after you. They want their money, and you said you were going to make sure that they got it. So you want to be careful of who you are co-signing for. Make sure you understand that concept before you get involved in that arena. And you got to... You know, community property states, we've talked about that one. Again, California, Arizona, Washington, those are all community property, a lot of community property states are going to have different effects with co-signing and being on there. Now, again, on the flip side of this is you can use this same information to help your credit score. That would be called authorized user. So we'll talk about an authorized user when we come back here. Because you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing real estate current events and financial markets. Also going to talk about IRA contributions and how long does a wire transfer take, all of that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. On Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunity. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Time at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Yeah, if you're 62 years of age or older, you have some equity in your property. Maybe you want to buy a new house. Maybe you're looking to move. Reverse mortgage might be the right solution for you. I'm going to talk to you this morning about how long a wire transfer takes and a new scam out there that is hijacking wire transfer. Be careful. If you get wire transfers, if you get a lot of money through wire transferring, I'm going to suggest to you, better be careful of this because it is going on. It is out there. So here's the scam. Here's the way it works. Or we'll talk about what is a transfer. How long does it take? So if you owe somebody money, well, you can either write a check. That was the older way. Easy way for somebody to steal all of your money and your identity, because almost every computer nowadays, you can write a check from the computer if you've got the person's micro number along the bottom. Actually, just do that real simple. You can either use that or PayPal, Venmo, also ways of sending money through your checking account. But you can also do, especially for large sums, if you don't want to pay a huge amount, wire transfer. So in olden days, or way back when, wire transfers happened through telegraph wires. That's where the phrase wire transfer came from. These wire transfers are an electronic movement of funds between different banks and credit unions. And since the term wire transfer is essentially a catch-all phrase, it may also refer to wiring of money to a non-bank transfer service like MoneyGram or Western Union. Anytime you hear Western Union, just be real careful, because that's the number one usage of fraudulent transactions. You can wire domestically through the Federal Reserve Wire Network, called a Fed Wire, or Clearinghouse Interbank Payment System, CHIPS it's called. If you need to send money internationally, you can do it through CHIPS or the Society of Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications. That's a SWIFT transfer. When you wire funds, you're not transferring actual cash from one financial institution to another. Since wires are electronic, a bank can complete the transaction if it has specific part regarding the recipient and how much money he or she expects to receive. After the transfer takes place, the funds are available fairly quickly. So when you're doing this, especially with the Fed funds, actually, let me leave the rest of the story here for you and share that with you as well, and then I'll get to the fraud part of this. Wire money to another person through a bank-to-bank transfer, certain details, including your bank account number, the recipient's name, bank account number, and routing number. You'll also need information about the recipient's bank, such as its name and address. If you're sending money internationally, you may need to ask the recipient for a SWIFT code. And if you need assistance, you and your recipient may need to contact representatives from your respective banks. Generally, you can wire money to a bank online, over the phone, or in person. You've got to give your bank specific instructions on how much money you want the recipient to receive. And since you or the bank teller will likely need to complete a form in order for the transfer to occur, you need to ensure that the information providing is correct. If you're transferring money through a non-bank transferring service like MoneyGram, you'll need to find out how their wiring process works. In some cases, you may not need a bank account in order to complete the transfer. Generally, these types of services involves paying cash in person, and once the transaction is complete, the recipient typically gets to walk away with the money he or she received. How to have funds wired to your bank? You're the recipient in a wire. You need to make sure the person sending you the money has your bank account number and routing information. Good idea to contact someone who works at your bank or credit union or check online. And you may need to follow a specific set of instructions to provide the payee with additional details. How long do the transfers take? Typically, they're very, very quick. If you're doing a Federal Reserve transfer, it can be like about a half hour between the time it starts and the time you give your bank instructions and input it to the time the money is at the other institution. Now, whether all the accounting is done at both institutions, that's a different issue. Generally, you cannot cancel a wire transfer. Once the recipient bank accepts the transfer and receives the funds, that's it. At that point, you likely won't be able to get your money back. There are a few exceptions. Your wire transfer may be reversible if the bank that initiated the transfer made a mistake. For example, if the recipient received more money than he or she was supposed to, that issue may be resolved. If you begin a transfer but change your mind about sending someone money, you might be able to cancel the transaction. You have to act quickly. You also need to understand the timing. If you are doing a Federal Reserve wire transfer, it's done during business hours. It's not done after hours through the Federal Reserve. Now, here's the scam that's going around on this one, so be careful. So somebody gets into your email. You're sending out the wiring instructions to other parties via email. We just saw this one happen last month, locally, the real estate transaction. The fraud, the people that were committing the fraud, the hijacking, got into the person's email, figured out how the conversations were going, pretty much mimicked the sender of the conversation, and after about 6 or 7 hours of going back and forth with various emails, they sent the disaster email, and that email said, oh, by the way, been a change in the wiring instructions. Here's the new instructions. And it just so happened, it was lucky, it happened about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific time. And thank goodness the Federal Reserve was closed, because the sender of the money sent a note to their bank saying, please wire X number of dollars. In this case, it happened to be somewhere in the $90,000 to $100,000 range. Please send these funds from my account to this location. And unfortunately, or fortunately for them, the Federal Reserve was closed at the time. So they were able to stop that wire because it wasn't to go through until the following morning. So it worked out very, very well for this party. They were able to stop it in time. How do you resolve the problem? So here's what I do is I tell everybody now the same exact thing. Do not wire funds based on an email or a fax or written wiring instructions without picking up the phone and making a phone call. Call the recipient and just confirm verbally that they've got that you've got the right instructions. You've got the latest set of instructions. That way you don't have to worry about these issues, and you've double checked to make sure that everybody's on the same page and that nothing changed or that nothing got misconstrued or there wasn't a fraudulent email sent out through the system. Make sure you do that every single time that you're wiring funds. Just a good tool to save you some headache down the road. Think about that. That two-minute phone call could be a savior of thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars, depending upon what it is that you are doing. That is the Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. So we're continuing our conversations, answering the top 10 questions we get about credit scores. And I was sharing with you a minute ago about increasing your score and the idea of this married or co-signer on a loan or other debts. So here's the idea here. Here's the concept that you need to understand on this one. Authorized users. If you are married or if you know somebody that you're really close with and you want to help getting a credit score increased, or they want to help you with getting your score increased, well, what you do there is make them an authorized user, or you are the authorized user, either way. And when that happens, you want a specific card is what you're looking for. So you want to become an authorized user, say of a friend of yours, they're going to help you get your score up. You want it to be a card that they've had for a long time. You want it to have a low balance and a high limit. Those are the items that are going to be the best for you. A high limit, low balance, old card. Move that over and make you an authorized user. That can be very, very beneficial for you in the long run. If I am, we just did that one. What does FICO mean? That's one of our next questions. People sometimes get confused as to the different entities that are involved with your credit reporting and scoring. So let's clear that one up for you. FICO, Fair Isaac Corporation, the main credit reporting company. Three credit bureaus report and collect your data and report to FICO, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. You do not have a credit score right now with FICO or Fair Isaac. That's generated as soon as you've authorized somebody to pull your report, they generate that score. So you could have a different score right now to 20 minutes from now because there's no scores that are saved. If I had a bankruptcy, foreclosure, or judgment against me, is my credit ruined for life? No. Most delinquent items will report on your credit report for 7 years before falling off. However, there are a few exceptions. Charge-offs stay on your report for 7.5 years from the first missed payment. Bankruptcy, Chapter 7 is 10 years from the date filed. Chapter 13 is 7 years from the date discharged for a maximum of 10 years. Student loans, they can remain on credit until they're paid off. Foreclosures and short sales will probably report for a full 7 years, but the negative impact on everything diminished over time. Changes in the industry now make it possible for some people to buy another home in as little as 2 years from that charge-off period. We didn't got to most of them before. You didn't get them all today, but be sure to set that first video preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Wine Wednesday, Robert Mott will be with us tomorrow, and we're also going to chat about getting those 5-star ratings with Yelp, Google, and the others. Got some good Scooby-Doo for you on that one as well. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, his engineering today, and, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.